A62. Number 28A.
Now, this will be repetition of what we have been doing for this summer. Also, I think you would like to go over the laws of animal magnetism, just also for your own protection, because there is always a sense that Jesus said your speech should be yea, yea, and nay, nay, so that one sees that in doing the laws of animal magnetism, you really also say nay, nay to error and to evil. And we have always seen that to say nay, nay to evil is so to say supporting the yea, yea. It is strengthening our consciousness within the thinking in terms of ideas, if on the other side we always are aware of the nothingness of evil. So perhaps you would like to go over those laws again and again. Actually, I think they should stay with us all through our lives. It is not a question of doing them for 1 year or 2 years and that's that, but it is just necessary for building up a very strong consciousness that cannot be shattered by every little incident. Now, for the second half year, I think we should make a further step, which we then can discuss next summer. And that is that I would like now to lead thought from the synonymous terms into the word order. Up to now, we just were considering what the synonymous terms are, their ideas, and then the technicality of blending them. Now we can go a step further and see that these seven synonymous terms have definite orders then when a new category is intertwined. See, that's the point. That with this step we are making the first step into the category of the four of Word, Christ, Christianity and Science. We didn't touch on those up to now. And the bridge is done through the word order, which is always the most important one for the student, because it's that order that shows the creative order. Every time one wants to clarify any concept, one usually goes through the word order, because the word order shows you start with cause, with origin, with creator, with creative ability, and you end at the point of love, of fulfillment. So the whole word order gives us really the range from beginning to fulfillment. Whereas then later on we will see the other orders of the Christ, Christianity and Science, which have a completely different purpose to fulfill. The Christ doesn't have the purpose to show how from the point of the inception of an idea, that idea begins to grow and unfold until it reaches its climax and its perfection and fulfillment in love. Those other orders have a completely different purpose. So let's first take only for the next year only the word order and get that word order clear. Now, how can we do that? Looking back historically, we could see that the first inception of that world order was the days of creation. It's really that which started John Dory's thought, thinking that there is an order in being and that the days of creation would show an order. So, as an assignment for next year, I would say, let's study the world order in a big way, without the subtones, by going through the days of creation. For that, I think we could use the compendium number 2. There, I feel we have the blunt steps from mind to spirit to soul, principle, life, truth, and love, symbolized through the biblical symbolism of days of creation. Alone the term creation indicates creativity, and the word is always the order of creativity, the creative word. Through the word everything was made that was made. So that if we understand the word order spiritually, we actually are touching on the order and the law of creativity, how we can work creatively. It should therefore awaken within us that idea that each one can be creative and work creatively. You see, we have taken those synonymous terms individually, then through reflection, but we have not quite, anyway we tried and I tried not to show how one synonymous term leads to the next in the word order. So the next step we will do is to think out why the first day is the first day. These are the questions you have to ask yourself. Why are they in that order? Not just to accept and say, well, the biblical writers did show it this way, and John Dory showed it this way, also, and Mrs. Eddy in Genesis showed it also this way, so that's that. Well, that's a hypothesis. In order to know if that hypothesis is actually truth, you have to ask questions. So to be sure that this order is an irresistible order. We must see the irresistibility of the order. Therefore, you must ask all those questions. Why is the first day of creation the first? Why shouldn't it be the fourth or the fifth? Why is the fifth day of creation the fifth day? Why couldn't it come as a third day? Why is the sixth day the sixth day? Why not the seventh day? Why is the sixth day not the fourth day? All these questions you have to ask, constantly ask, couldn't these days be in a different order? Not to accept that they are the way they are, but to question them and say, what would be wrong? Would it be wrong if we will put them in another order? Is this question clear? See? Which would not... Beg your pardon?
I would have thought to a large degree, you must have already gone against this anonymous term.
I'm sorry, Bill. No. I'm sorry because of something else. My Australian accent is not good enough.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah? I often have that difficulty. Huh? Could you speak it out perhaps in English?
I would have thought to a large degree would automatically have done that going through each anonymous term.
We may have thought, huh? and have indicated, especially last year when we did do the synonymous term, we touched quite a bit on how one follows the other. But I'm not quite sure, or I'm quite sure, that not everybody has, or every student has asked himself, couldn't it have been in another order? Because after all, we have other orders. We have other orders. We will have the Christ order that is different. We have the Christianity order that is different. So in order to know the word properly, I think we have to rethink that very, very closely, why this is the word. Why it is the word. Why is it a creative order? Yes. And I would say, okay.
I think if Bill does it in reverse, starts with love and goes through, you find that it makes a lot of sense also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We come to that. Yes. Quite right. All right. Then, when we have studied those days of creation which are fundamental really to the understanding, I think we could take some variation of the word order and take compendium 3. Ralph is happy.
Order 100 this time.
Good. We take compendium 3, which shows the word order as it runs through not only the days of creation, but through the commandments, through the Beatitudes, and through the Lord's Prayer. You have it in the compendium 3. You don't need to write much down. But the questions I think you have to consider is what perhaps you can make a note. And that is the old question, if those four Bible teachings, I call them the four big Bible teachings, just to not to have to repeat always the whole story, if they indicate and illustrate the same order, the word order, why on earth have four when you can do it with one? And when one studies those four, one sees that outwardly they don't seem to have anything in common, textually. And spiritually, they have actually something in common and something not in common. Again, we get to the synonymy principle. See, also with the four, we get the synonymy principle. What is common is that they all show the word order. What is differentiating them is that they indicate a different touch, so to say. Namely, the days of creation show the word order from the standpoint of the word. The commandments show the word order from the standpoint of a Christ touch. The Beatitudes show the word order with a Christianity touch in it, and the Lord's Prayer show the word order with a science touch in it. Therefore, they serve also as a first introduction into the four sides of the city. Now, therefore, you can work with that compendium 3 in two ways. First, in the way of running through the order of the seven, and you have to see why the biblical symbolism is indicating mind and then spirit and soul and principle, life, truth and love. It acquaints your thought with the tonality of those seven again. Then the second way to deal with them would be what we may call horizontally, namely to see how the first day of creation and the first statement of the commandments and the first beatitude and the first statement of the Lord's Prayer all symbolize mind, but from four different angles, because they are depicting the touch of where Christ, Christianity, and science, and therefore give us a very practical, operative sense of the 7 days. Whereas the 7 days only really accentuate the word standpoint, the commandments accentuate then our attitude as the Christ, and the Beatitudes ours as our attitude of Christianity, and the Lord's Prayer as our attitude from the point of view of being or of science. And so what we'll do next year is first to run through the sevenfold order and see the development of that order from one to the next. Yes? Therefore, always showing why are the 7 days of creation in that order, why are the commandments in that order, why not in another order, why are the Beatitudes in that order, couldn't they put into another order, couldn't Jesus start with blessed is he those that mourn, couldn't he start with another Beatitude? Did he have to start with the first beatitude? See, these are the things we have to ask. Always now we ask more the question of order, can you see, than the question of the individual statement. Is that clear? Instead of only asking what does the first beatitude mean as a metaphysical interpretation? The main point then will be to ask why is it the first and why must the second be the second? Why can the third only be the third and not the second and not the first? You see, you ask about the order, the relationship. And this is the first introduction, naturally, into structural thinking. You ask now about relationship, and no more so much about the meaning of all the various datas. It's now relationship that enters. This will be the next big point of the syllabus class. Yeah? Can you somehow visualize what the assignment is? You have in the compendium 3 at the end a nice summary where these 4 times 7 are printed in 4 columns so that you can run through them vertically or horizontally. So everything is already there printed. But it's a matter of really thinking it out and asking what does it mean and how does it apply to our life. Yes.
Max, are you suggesting doing a matrix on this?
No. We leave that until later when we can have a good introduction in matrix, because at this point very often the student calls any chart a matrix, you see, and that's not true. In order that a chart or a or a presentation in columns becomes a matrix, it needs something more, yes? It's quite enough if we get the spiritual meaning of it for the beginning. But naturally, later on, it can be put into a matrix form. All right. In order to culture our sense of the word order, I would also suggest that we take that little booklet which Ralph is willing to sell to you about Dunery's theory of evolution. It's a little booklet that would show us parallels, so to say, to the days of creation, that actually evolution has evolved according to the word order. This booklet is called A Recent Theory of Evolution and gives Dunery's line of reasoning. It's actually no more a recent theory of evolution because I have written that 30 years ago, so it's no more as recent as that. But I still see when I read the modern description of evolution by modern scientists that Dunery was much more spiritual in his approach, that he had a spiritual angle to it, and I still feel that he towers above the most modern evolutionists. At his time, he had a terrific exception, yeah. Yeah. It was a bestseller at his time. And his theory, I think, was discussed practically in every university in the courses there. So, I would like you to take hold of that little pamphlet. It's only about 10 pages. It's very easy to read. And gives, so to say, a parallel statement to the days of creation, whereas the days of creation just symbolize the law of creativity, the Dunery theory would explain why the evolution in the world has taken place. If we therefore can see that behind the evolution from inorganic matter, then suddenly the springing up of the first forms of organic matter, therefore of life, that from that point on, through what is considered now 3 billion years of revolution of organic matter, that he shows that there is no explanation from within natural science that would justify that evolution would have gone on the way it did. Because according to the laws of natural science, which builds on the second law of thermodynamics, everything should actually go the other way. Instead of unfold, it should infold and go back to nothingness. Whereas evolution is actually a law that goes against the highest laws of natural science. And therefore, evolutionists cannot explain why the evolution has taken place the way it has taken place, because it violates all the laws of natural science. Therefore, we can explain it by seeing that the divine idea has a law, a spiritual law, the spiritual law of life, and that therefore the spiritual law of life was dominant and was controlling, so to say, natural law, and acted in direct opposition to the laws of physics, the laws of matter. So there again we can somehow see the ordered creative unfoldment of the word. Then, in order to culture ourselves, always in the same thing, I just take a few various examples. In order always to culture oneself in the word order, I would like you to think about those very fundamental orders that we had right at the beginning of our study when John Dolly was suddenly seeing that there is order. And therefore I would like you to contemplate that sevenfold order that Mrs. Eddy gives in the scientific translation of mortal mind as the third degree, which she calls understanding. Yes? Do you get that? That order of wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual power, love, health, holiness. So it's that order of the third degree. You all know where you find it. Huh? The third degree. There again, always you ask the same questions for yourself. First of all, why is wisdom mind? Why is purity spirit? Why is spiritual understanding soul? By now you know it. Huh? Spiritual power, principle, love is a small L, life, and not love, huh? Life, health, truth, holiness, love. Then you ask the more important question, why are they in that order? Why not in another order? Because they indicate also a creative sense from wisdom as the inception of the idea up to holiness as the completion of that idea. Yeah? Is that clear too? Okay.